Yeah.
See, that's how important it was.
It does make a big difference. Even new agents sometimes learn it the hard way. Because if you go try to talk your seller into taking the deal and then the people really never qualified, you look bad.
Oh, bad. You're not worse than bad. Yeah. You didn't do your job.
Yeah.
You did not do your job correctly.
Yeah.
So, but you got to have that. But the other thing is, there's some weird fees now. Depending on what kind of loans. I know you're going to talk about bonds in a minute here. But when you do those kind of fees, there's some fees that probably on a bond, they may have one that doesn't exist on another one. FHA don't. Oh, for sure.
Right.
VA does. Well, let's get them exact. The lender knows them. They have them. She does it every day, a million times a day.
Right.
You don't do that. So that way the
seller. And we do not mind doing it.
Well, and it's
at
correct.
All.
Let's do
at
the
all.
Best job we can do. So
right.
Let's have like the pros. When you go to a doctor now, if your feet hurts, they send you one doctor. If you have a heart problem, they send you another doctor. So
right.
Let's do the same thing in real estate. You know, we sell the houses. We know how to market them. We know how to produce them. You know, let the finance people do their job.
Right.
Let the title people do their job.
Yeah.
So let everybody do the right job, and then it's right. And everybody gets success.
Makes it much better at closing.
Much, much better.
Yeah. Everybody's then happy. But, yeah, and that's the thing about in-town lenders and out-of-town lenders. Is that because I'll have a realtor call me and they'll say they're looking at an out-of-town lender and I've asked them to call you instead. We'll do our darndest to get that loan here in town.
Has everybody ever done that?
Every once in a while, like every day. It does happen. Because the younger people, some of them are .com people. You know, they want to do everything over the computer. Which, by the way, I now have a phone app.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You do?
And people can apply. I couldn't do it if it was me, but people do apply on the phone app. If that's it. I had a guy call me last night, and it was late. I don't remember what time it was. But I was like, can I send you my phone app? Because he works really weird hours. He said, you betcha. So he did it last night, and I had it when I went to work this morning. So,
what time do you go to work?
6:30 every morning.
Do you really?
There. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm there
at 6:30.
What time do you leave the office?
Usually about the same time, 6:30. Yeah, it's not banker hours. No. No banker hours.
Compete with that, guys. Okay,
yeah.
But what she just said, I will tell you this, and y'all can accuse me. I'm going to say it on the radio. I'm telling you, do I recommend our local people? 1,000,000%. Do I do it on a regular basis? Yes, I do. And is that bad? I don't know if it is bad, but I think I'm not doing my job if I don't do that.
Right.
I've had too many bad experiences when I don't have control. I don't say I have control. When we don't have more control
right. Locally.
And I can go to people and look them in the face and say, can you help us with this problem?
No.
And folks, if you don't think there's problems in the mortgage business and the real estate business with all the red tape and the stuff that's gone on, and hopefully it's going to get better. It's not better yet.
It's not better
they
yet.
They promised it would be, but it's not.
It's not. It's not.
When we said things
yet.
Haven't changed, the bad part hadn't changed yet either.
No.
It's still hard. Our title companies, the house I bought, the title company was an out-of-town title company because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
The whole deal was not a choice.
Right.
It was a nightmare. A nightmare.
Oh, yeah. We really are blessed with our in-town title companies. I mean, we are so blessed with them. When I have to deal with someone out of town, oh, my gosh. Or I hate to say out-of-town realtors. Oof. Complete
well,
different.
Not as because nice as our local realtors.
Exactly. And then I'm the out-of-town lender that
I don't know how nice the San Angelo realtors are.
The San Angelo realtors are the very best there are.
Yeah. See, she's
very, very best there are. Yes.
So we have good ones. But we have that. So we use our local people.
Yes.
And I say that, but you know, by the time that we had one of our military, and I love the military. You know that. They
do a big
job.
VA. Woohoo.
Okay, but you beat one of the biggest VA.
Yes, I will.
You did.
Those initials.
You did.
You
beat
blank,
them.
Blank.
But
and
you
yes,
them.
We can. Yes,
well,
we can.
You did
so
beat them.
You can be so you can be local and get it done in a quicker amount of time.
And people say, do you ever discount? I don't do discounts except for military. I'm a big believer in that. We do.
Yeah.
We just support our military, and I think they've earned that right. So we do that, and so we help them, and so does our local bank. So welcome back to Real Estate. Oh, man. I can't even get it out. I was going to get my valuable Valerie out there. Let's go. The double Vs. Okay, Valerie?
Yes.
How was that for an intro?
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Since we got you the new nickname.
Yes.
You know, there's no charge.
I'm going to have to keep it and earn it.
No charge. You're going to have to earn it now. Let's give these people our awesome audience. How's that? We got the double Vs and the double As.
From Sassy Scott.
Oh, wow. We are on a roll. Look at Jeremy's going, these people are sick-o in the head-o.
We're going to give Jeremy one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Jeremy, just blew me out of this. Okay. Tell me, the best thing we got. I'm coming in, just moving to San Angelo, got 5 kids. Getting a new job, that means I'm short on money, but I got good credit.
Okay.
Help me. What can you do for me?
If you're a first-time home buyer or have not owned a home in the last 3 years.
I got 5 kids. Of course I'm a first-time home buyer.
then you can go bond. We have all sorts of bond programs through the state available, and they are awesome. I mean, awesome, awesome, awesome. It's just that you can get in for basically just your earnest money.
And it's so $500, $1,000?
Yeah, well, whatever cool. it is, you can. This will pay your down payment. The biggest thing I have to remind everybody is the interest rate is higher. It's about a point higher. It's in the low fives right now.
That's still great.
Exactly.
And I'll take great.
Exactly. And if you figure the difference between that five, say 0.25% and a 4 or 4.25%, them giving you your down payment is going to take you well over 6 years before you start basically paying more than you would have paid had you not done the bond. So the bond's a good deal. It really is, because sometimes you'll think, ah, that's too high.
But free money, they won't be there in 6 years.
Exactly. And free money is free money. And it's just as long as, you know, you make your payments on time. Most of the ones we use do not have any type of recapture clauses. We try not to use anything that you have to pay back or has a recapture clause.
FHA based, or is it conventional based?
FHA based. The only reason I've ever done conventional on it is because I had too much debt with the wife. And so non-purchasing spouse on a wife, taking the wife off, I don't have to use her credit. If on a FHA or VA, I have to use her debts.
Use both.
I have to use her debts, yeah. So there, I have done conventional. That's not the norm. FHA is the norm for them. And, you know, VA, again, if you're a veteran and you've never used your VA, or if you've used your VA and you've paid it off or whatever, VA is the best loan you can get. No doubt, 100% financing. If the seller will pay the closing costs, again, you get in for basically nothing. It's a great loan. VA is just the best thing we have ever had, or probably will ever have.
203B?
On FHA, yes, that's exactly right. I had someone the other day that wrote in 503B. But it's like, no, 203B is the name of it. We don't do the 203Ks, which is the where that you have a problem with the loan. We do not do that. We don't do anything that has where you do repairs and stuff like that. All repairs have to be done before closing. Yeah, those are – we've just decided that that's not a good program for us.
It's not a good program for anybody.
No, so we don't do
people,
that.
I've had several agents, well, I've heard about this. I listened to it on this tape or – excuse me, not a tape anymore. I listened to it on the blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, yeah, you know what? You also listened about going to the Mars. You can do it. It's possible.
Right.
It's not practical.
No. Also, if you're buying a house for your kid that's going to go to ASU, woohoo, or Howard College, wherever they're going to go to school at.
Texas Tech,
if you want to buy one in Lubbock, because you did that. That's exactly right. I've done them at A&M. I've done them about every place. Is that you
even
can.
Even A&M?
Even A&M, yeah. You can get in for 3.5% down if you put your kid on. Now, they do have to have credit. Okay, and so get them credit, get them on your credit card or something if they don't have credit right now. And they do have to be at least 18 years old to be able to do it. But you get the minimum down payment and the good interest rate to do that.